我们的主，我们在这里一同敬拜你。
Our Lord, we worship you together here.
因为你是从永远到永远的神。
Because you're an eternal God.
今天你向我们讲明，你永远用着你自己的眼睛来看着我们。
And you manifest to us that you're a God whose sight is always upon us.
因为你又是现在的神。
Because you're also a God of the present.
你曾死过，但是又活了。
And even though you once were dead, but now you're alive.
并且活到永永远远，又拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And you live forevermore, and you hold the keys of Hades and death.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow heads and worship you.
再没有任何的权势可以阻挡你手里头要做的工。
There's no longer any authority that can hinder the work of thy hand.
因为你已经升到天上。
Because you have already ascended on high.
你得了上天上地上所有的权柄。
And you have all the authority in heaven and on earth.
你用着这个权柄来统管万有。
And you use this authority to rule over all.
也用着这个权柄来看顾你自己的教会。
And you use this authority to care for your church.
地上可以洪水泛滥。
And even though floods may arise on earth.
但你的宝座却是安定在天。
But thy throne is established in heaven.
你坐着为王的事实没有人能改变。
And no one can change the fact that you reign as king.
主，所以我们向你低头敬拜。
So Lord, we bow our heads and worship thee.
晚上我们到你面前来的时候。
And as we come before thee this afternoon.
我们很愿意从你的话里呢头再次看见你给我们的光。
We're willing to see from thy word thy light.
因为只有在你的光里行走，我们才能走出你所喜悦的光进来。
Because only when we walk in thy light, we're able to walk in a way that's pleasing to you.
主，所以我们都在这里等候你。
So Lord, we do await for thee here.
主，再次借着你说过的话，向我们解开你的心意。
Once again, open up and speak to us from thy spoken word.
因为你是乐意把你的心意向人解开的神。
Because you're a God who is willing to reveal your heart to us.
我们在这里就是这样的等候仰望你。
And this is the way we look and wait upon you.
主，借着你赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们带进你话的光中。
And Lord, through thy spirit of wisdom and revelation, lead us into the light of thy word.
我们再次说，我们在这里等候。
Lord, once again, we say we await her.
求主向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that you would speak to us.
说到我们里面去。
And speak into our depths.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we await for thee.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 在巴摩海岛的异象里。
In a vision on the island of Patmos.
约翰所看见的异象
in the vision which John saw
叫他们在极其不容易承担的难处的里头 有了喜乐
it allowed for him to have joy in his most difficult and dire situation
因为主让他在哪里看见他个人的前途教会的前途和神永远的旨意一定成就的事实
Because there God allowed for him to see his own future the future of the church and the fact that the eternal will of God will be complete
在主启示他自己的这个事实里头
And in the truth in which our Lord revealed himself
也让约翰看得很准确的没有人可以把他主所要做的。
It also allowed for John to see very clearly that no one is able to interrupt what the Lord is to do.
因为主是首先的，也是末后的。
Because our Lord is the first and the last.
那他是起头，也是那个终结。
He is the beginning and the end.
那我们今天晚上继续把第一章最末了我们所剩下的来留意一下。
And tonight we'll pay attention to the rest of chapter 1 which was left.
主告诉约翰说
The Lord told John saying
你要把你所看见的所听见的写在一本书里
Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be after, in a book.
那说得准确一点，你要写在一个书卷里。
And so, to be more clear, you write it in one book.
One scroll.
In one scroll.
那是当年那个书的状况。
And that is the form of a book in those days.
写在羊皮上卷起来，啊，一卷就是一本书。
It was in a lambskin and rolled up, and so one scroll is one book.
那么写出来干什么呢
？And so why does he write these things?
是要送到那七个教会的那边去。
It is to be sent to these seven churches.
那现在我们就要来注意了。
And so now let us pay attention.
十九节、二十节
，verses 19 and 20.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
那现在我们先来注意所要写的那一卷书所包括的内容。
Now let us first look at that scroll, that book that is to be written and the content therein.
啊，主自己在这里说。
Our Lord here says,
你要把所看见的。
Write the things which thou hast seen.
现在的事。
The things that are.
并将来必成的事。
And the things which shall be hereafter.
都写出来。
Write them out.
那我们在开头交通的时候已经特别提到了。
And at the beginning of our sharing, we have mentioned this already.
启示录这一卷书就包括这三部分的内容。
This book of Revelation includes these three things.
一个是约翰当时在拔摩海岛所看见的。
One of the content are the things which John saw on the island of Patmos.
那是看见这一位复活的主，荣耀的主。
That is, he saw this risen Lord, this glorious Lord.
和现在的事。
And the things which are.
我们轻轻提过就是第二章第三章。
And we have let you make mention in that chapter 2 and chapter 3.
就是教会还存留在地上这一段年日全包括在这个现在的事的里头。
And that is the days of the church which is still on earth that is included in this period of time which are.
然后从第四章开始。
And then starting from chapter 4 on.
一直到底那就是将来必成的事
until the end and that is the things which shall be hereafter
这样的分段是圣经本身自己分的启示录本身自己分的
and these sections are separated itself by the book of Revelation
也就是主自己在那里把它分成这三个部分
which is also our Lord himself who separates these three sections
那么现在主就先说他所看见的
and so now the Lord says the things which he has seen
他要写上来的是什么呢
what is it that he is to write
写上来只有两个事实
there's only two things which he writes
一个是主手里头的七星
one is the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord
一个是七个金灯台
one is the seven golden lampstands
这两个事实都是奥秘
these two facts are both mysteries
七个金灯台固然是奥秘
Of course, the seven golden lampstands are a mystery.
主手中的七星也是奥秘
And the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord is also a mystery.
为什么是奥秘呢
Why is it a mystery?
固然是因为在这里是用个表号来说明一些事实那这个是表号摆在那里当然是一个奥秘
And of course, one thing is that it is symbolic. So when the symbols are placed there, therefore it is a mystery.
我们说奥秘有些时候好像叫我们自己也弄得有点悬的感觉。
And sometimes when we use this word mystery, it gives us this mysterious feeling, a mystic feeling.
但是如果我们说把那个奥秘换一个词来说是秘密。
But if we used another word for this mystery, say a secret.
那好像又没有那么悬。
Then it will not be as profound to us.
其实根本就不玄，你知道它里边的内容就一点都不玄。
But in fact, this is nothing that is mysterious or profound as long as you know the substance.
那我们先来看看。
And so let us first see.
首先要留意的就是在主的右手中的七星。
The first thing is the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord.
那 星星是什么呢?
What are these seven stars?
以上他就解说了。
Later it explains to us.
七星就是七个教会的使者。
The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
七个星就是七个教会的使者。
And so these seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
这使者是在主的手里头。
And these angels are in the hands of the Lord.
是在主的管理的底下的。
It's under the sovereignty of the Lord.
也是在主的保护的底下。
It's under the protection of the Lord.
也是在主的引导的底下。
It's also under the guidance of the Lord.
它叫做星。
And they're called stars.
我们留意了。
Now let us pay attention to
that.
And so these seven stars, and so these seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And last time we have lightly mentioned, so in these seven churches are messengers, angels. And so these are the seven stars in the right hand of our Lord.
And
so last time after the meeting was over, Joshua shared with me his feelings.
因为我当时的交通是提到那个使者是众数的。
And because last time I had made reference to that this angels is in plural form,
Joshua 就问说在底下七封书信的时候，那个使者都是单数的。
And so he may mention that later on, in reference to the epistles to the seven churches, the angel is in singular form.
那究竟是单数还是众数呢？
And so in fact, is it singular or plural?
那如果说这七个教会的使者，当然是众数。
And of course, if you mention the angels of the seven churches, that is plural.
但是问题就是，在七封书信的里边，那个使者是单数，那究竟是？
And so the issue would be, since the epistles, the angel is in singular form, so in fact, is it plural or singular?
弟兄姊妹们，如果七封书信的里边所用的那个使者也说是众数的话。
And so, for example, if the angel in the seven epistles to seven churches is also plural,
那这个七星就没有秘密了。
Then there is no mystery secret to the seven stars.
这因为他一分散到七封书信里头，那个使者就成了单数。
It is because when it is divided and sent to seven churches, seven epistles, then it becomes singular.
秘密就在这个地方。
And that is where the secret is.
当然，按照我们一般来想，七个教会七个使者，那当然在第一章提这样提的时候是众数了。
Of course, by logic, we would think since in chapter one it mentions seven angels of seven churches, then the angels would be in plural form.
所以到了七封书信个别的书信的里头，那使者就成了个别人了。
But when you get to the individual epistles to the individual church, then the angel would become singular.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我把我的感觉交通给弟兄姊妹们。
I'll share with you my thoughts.
你看看，他这里说到七个星的秘密。
When it talks about the mystery, the secret of the seven stars.
究竟有什么秘密呢?
In fact, what is the mystery?
秘密在什么地方?
What is the secret?
那比如说，如果我们把七封书信细细的读过。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we read through in detail the seven epistles,
你会产生一个问题。
You would then have this question.
究竟这七封书信?
In fact, these seven epistles
是写给七个教会的使者。
Is it written to the angel of these seven churches,
还是写给七个教会,
or written to the seven churches,
或者我们再把它扩大一点,
or if we expand this a little bit,
还是写给众教会,
or is it written to the many churches?
我个人感觉秘密的地方就是在这里。
And that is my personal feeling. This is where the secret is.
关于第二章第三章那七封书信,
in regards to the seven epistles in chapter 2 and 3,
上文就是十一节那里。
And in the previous verse, verse 11,
明明是说写给七个教会的。
It says very clearly, sent it unto the seven churches.
那等到第二章第三章具体的发信的时候。
But then when we reach chapters 2 and 3, when it practically lists them out,
那个信就写给教会的使者了。
Then the epistle is directed to unto the angel of the church.
但是这些使者都没有具名的。
But these angels are without name.
是不是约翰不认识他们?
Is it that John does not know them?
不会。
No.
约翰一定认识他们。
John surely knows them.
最低限度他会认识以弗所教会有一个提摩太。
At the very least, he would know in the church at Ephesus there is Timothy.
但是提摩书信里头都没有具名的。
But there is no direct name in the seven epistles. But it is written unto the angel of the church.
如果是写给教会的使者，照着那里说是单数了。
And so if it's written to the angel of the church, according to those singular epistles, it is single.
但是那封信又是写给全教会。
But yes, that epistle is written to the whole church.
说清楚一点，说给一个地方教会，然后又给全教会。
And to be more clear, more precise, it is to one local church and then to the entire church.
那究竟这几封书信是写给个人的呢，还是写给教会的呢？还是写给一个地方教会的呢？还是写给全地的众教会的？
And so the question is this letter written to an individual, the local church, or the entire church?
你如果要细细再读这个书信里面的那些内容，
And then if we read even more details into the content of these letters,
有些时候你看见好像是对个人说话，
Sometimes it seems like speaking to an individual.
但是其中相当部分就是像众人说话。
But in fact, most of the part of the letter is speaking to the general people.
那究竟这封信是写给谁呢?
So in fact, who is this letter written to?
这个是一个部分。
That is one part of the question.
另外的一部分。
And another part,
我们要也留意。
We must also pay attention.
究竟这七封书信，那个写信的目的是什么?
In fact, what is the purpose of these seven letters?
七封不同的书信
The seven different letters.
如果我们读得仔细一点
If we have read through it and in detail
我们都能得到一个结论
Do we have this conclusion?
这七封书信虽然从七个不同的角度来写
And even though these seven epistles are written from seven different viewpoints
但是却是带出一个共同的信息
But it brings forth this similar message
这一个信息
And this message
乃是在那里呼召得胜者
Is there a calling to the overcomers?
那为什么要是呼召得胜者呢?
Why is it the calling to the overcomers?
如果我们仔细地去留意得胜者的赏赐的时候
Because if we pay attention in detail the reward of the overcomer
我们就看到一件非常非常宝贝的事
Then we can see something very very precious
那弟兄姊妹我们都知道
Brothers and sisters, we all know
教会称为基督的身体
That the church is the body of Christ
称为那充满万有者所充满的
It is called the one who fills all and in all
或者说是基督自己的永远丰富所充满的
It is in other words, the glory and the fullness of Christ who fills all in all
但是教会怎么能接受基督的丰满呢
But then how is the church able to receive the fullness of Christ?
从整个教会的历史来看
Throughout church history
你很难看到有一个个别的教会是完全没有残缺的
It is very rare to see a local church to be perfect without any blemish
就是使徒行传里边的众所提到的众教会
Even in the many churches that is mentioned in the book of Acts
那我们说耶路撒冷教会吧
We say the church in Jerusalem
那是教会的起头的地方
That is the original place of the church
而神许多的真理的启示在那里开始
And many revelation of the truth started there from God
神对教会的带领起头的一些原则也是从哪里开始
And many of the leading principles from God started there for the church in Jerusalem
按人来看的话
And so according to man
那个使徒全在哪里
All the 12 apostles are there
很多当年亲自见过主耶稣的人都也在那里
And many of the people who are eyewitnesses of the Lord was there
照理耶路撒冷教会应该是一个很完整的教会
And so by reason the church in Jerusalem should be a very perfect one
那弟兄姊妹我们读使徒行传我们就发觉
But brothers and sisters when we read Acts we discover
耶路撒冷并不完整
Jerusalem is not perfect
耶路撒冷教会还是带着许多的残缺
That there are still many shortcomings in the church in Jerusalem
那也许我们又转一个话题来看
Then maybe we must shift the topic and say
那我们看安提阿教会
And we see the church in Antioch
那安提阿教会也是一个非常重要的教会在教会历史里头
And in church history the church in Antioch was a very important one as well
因为外邦的那个福音的那个大本营可以说 是从安提阿开始。
Because you can say that the headquarters of the gospel to the Gentiles began in Antioch.
而那里也的确是显明了好多有恩赐的弟兄们在那里。
And there was also manifest that many brethren with gifts.
神也实在是用着安提阿的教会，在那一个时期，影响着小亚细亚一带并欧洲那边的教会。
And indeed, God has used the church in Antioch to affect the churches in Asia Minor and in Europe.
那安提阿教会应该是一个很完全的教会。
And so the church in Antioch should be a very perfect one as well.
但是我们读到安提阿教会的事情的时候，
But when we read about the affairs in the church in Antioch,
我们发觉它还是不完全。
We discover it is also not perfect. There's still much shortcoming.
一个很明显的事情，弟兄姊妹应该记得的。
And a very clear thing we should remember about that is,
保罗在安提阿的时候，
And when Paul was at Antioch,
那外邦的弟兄们跟犹太的弟兄们中间一点难处都没有。
That there was no difficulty amongst the Jewish and Gentile brethren.
彼得后来也到了安提阿。
But later when Peter was in Antioch,
外邦的弟兄跟犹太的弟兄也是没有难处。
There was also no difficulty amongst the Jewish and Gentile brethren.
但是糟糕。
But
等到耶路撒冷教会那边有一些人到了安提阿。
The trouble is when some of the brethren from Jerusalem was at Antioch.
安提阿发生难处。
There's difficulty there.
连彼得也成为难处的一个原因。
Even Peter himself became one of the reasons of the trouble.
我们才读过加拉太书不久，应该是不会那么快就忘掉。
We have just finished Galatians, so we should be fresh.
那是就是当我们来看到教会历史的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we look throughout church history,
你看到没有一个教会是完整的。
There is no one particular church that is perfect.
你说都不完整的教会。怎么能成为基督荣耀的身体？
And so when there are so many blemishes in the churches, how can they receive the fullness of the church, of Christ?
这个是历代以来神的儿女们心里面很纳闷的一件事。
And so that's something very troubling to the children of God throughout the generation.
而到了近代弟兄姊妹，你看见那个情况更糟糕了。
And even recently then, you see the churches of now is even more worse.
你说怎么可能基督的教会能长成满有基督长成的分量？
Then you question, then how can the churches grow to the full stature of the measure of Christ?
如果按照那个外面的事实来看，我们说这个恐怕是永远不能成为事实。
And so by the external fact, we may say this can never come about.
那只是神说一些安慰的话，叫我们得点安慰而已。
That only God gives us these words of comfort, only to comfort us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话可不能这样说了。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot say these words.
我们的神如果说话是那样轻率的，那他也就不是神了。
Because our God is one who speaks so casually, then he is also not God then.
我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
他是怎么说，事情就要怎么完成。
However he says and whatever he says will be completed that way.
但是我们说，明明教会全时期都带着残缺。
But we say clearly that throughout the generation, the churches have blemishes.
教会的身体怎么能长成基督长成的身量？
Then how can the body, the church, grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
启示录就给了我们答案。
Revelation gives us the answer.
主就说到，七个星和七个金灯台是一个奥秘。
When our Lord says, yes, this is the mystery, the seven churches, the seven stars and the seven golden lampstands.
那奥秘在什么地方呢？
What is this mystery?
我们就看这七封书信。
Then when we see these seven epistles,
我们说这七封书信都有一个共同的内容。
We say these seven epistles have the same message.
是从不同的角度来带出这一个共同的内容。
It is from a different angle that brings forth this same message.
而这个内容就是得胜者的显明。
And this content is the manifestation of the overcomers.
你说为什么要有得胜者呢？
And you ask, why must there be overcomers?
没有得胜者行不行呢？
Without overcomers, is it possible?
这得胜者又是谁呢？
And who are these overcomers?
怎么才能叫做得胜者呢？
How can you be called an overcomer?
那这些都是我们要弄清楚的问题。
And these are all things we have to be clear upon.
但是我们不能凭我们的观念来 是确定。
But we cannot confirm them according to our own understanding.
当然更不能凭我们的想法来确定。
Of course, we cannot confirm them according to the way we think.
我们必须回到主自己所写出来的那七封书信的里面去看问题。
We must face this issue from the word that is written from our Lord to the seven churches.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意这七封书信。
And so when we pay attention to these seven letters, brothers and sisters,
这七封书信呢？
And these letters
就把七个教会的状态都写出来了
write to us the condition of these seven churches
至于这七封书信它所表达的那些我们读到这个七封书信的时候我们才详细的看
we'll look into detail on the actual condition situation of the churches when we get there
我们现在是大体的来看为要叫我们知道为什么是这个奥秘
But now we'll look at it as a whole in general to know why is it then this mystery.
那你从七封书信里头你都看到。
From the seven letters you can see.
七封书信所表明的七个教会。
The seven churches that is manifested from these seven letters.
其中五个教会是明明确确的是落到主的责备的底下。
There are five of these churches that are very clearly under the reproach of our Lord.
那既然是主给他们责备
since our Lord admonishes them,
那显然就是他们在主的面前不完全了。
Very clearly then, they're not perfect before the Lord.
甚至是偏离了主了。
Even to a point they have departed away from the Lord.
那就是我们读下去的时候我们都能发觉。
And when we read into them, we'll discover that.
那甚至两个主没有责备的教会
But with the two churches that the Lord did not rebuke
那主没有责备那应当就是完全了
And so since the Lord did not rebuke them they should be perfect
但是什么当你细细去读进去的时候
But brothers and sisters also when you read into it
你又发觉
You will also discover
这两个没有受责备的教会也并没有满足主的要求
these two churches that was not rebuked by our Lord they also did not meet the requirement of our Lord
虽然主没有责备他们
even the Lord did not rebuke them
但是这并不等于他们满足了主
but that does not mean they satisfy the Lord
不过他们没有叫主失望这是事实
but the fact is maybe they did not cause the Lord to be dissatisfied
没有失望不等于满足
but even the Lord is not disappointed does not mean
主没有失望并不等于主已经满足
if our Lord is disappointed does not mean he is satisfied
所以那两个教会在主的光的底下还是不完全
so these two churches under the light of the Lord they're also not perfect
那这是历世历代的教会的光景
and that is the condition of the churches throughout the generation
时候 是这样
In the time of Acts, that is the case.
早期的教会是这样。
And the early church is also the same.
中古的时候的教会更是这样。
And the churches in the Middle Age is also the same.
近代的教会也是一样。
And the churches in recent history is also the same.
现今的教会仍然没有走样。
And the churches now is also in that situation.
那这就是教会的实况。
And that is the actual condition of the churches.
那就回到我们刚才的问题来。
And so it returns to our question previously.
如果长期以来教会都是这个样。
If this is a continual condition of the church.
一直到现在都是这个样。
From the time of the apostles to now, that is the condition of the church.
那教会怎么能成为基督的丰满？
And then how can the church be the fullness of Christ?
按照人来看。
According to man.
按照物质的观念来看。
According to our material understanding.
那是的确是没有可能。
Indeed, that is impossible.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
启示录就给我们答案。
Revelation gives us this answer.
什么答案？
What answer is that?
基督身体的丰满。
The fullness of the body of Christ
乃是因着一批称为得胜者的人把基督的荣耀和丰富接过过来。
It's because of a group of people called the overcomers who receive over the fullness and the glory of Christ.
不是一个得胜者把基督所有的荣耀丰富都接过来。
It is not one particular overcomer who received all of the fullness and glory of Christ.
也不是一部分的得胜者把基督的完全承接过来。
It is also not a portion, a group of a part of those overcomers who receive over the completeness of Christ.
乃是历世历代以来所有称为得胜者的 圣徒们，他们每人承受基督的一点。
But it is throughout the generation that this group of overcomers, each one of them, bit by bit, receive over the fullness of Christ.
虽然是每人承受基督的一点点。
Even though it's each one of these saints which are overcomers receive a little bit of the fullness of Christ, but when you put them all together,
那就是基督完全的丰满。
That is the complete fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们提到这一点的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we mention about this point,
我想再重复一些我们平常有时在信息交通或者在交通聚会里边提过的一些。
I want to repeat some of the things we may have shared upon during the messages or our show.
教会的长成
，the maturity of the church,
是根据两个事实
，is according to two truths.
一个事实是得救的人数的填满
，one is the number of the people who are saved are full.
一个就是根据基督的那个基督生命里面的完全显明在教会的当中。
And the other criteria is that the maturity of life is manifested in the church.
那得救人数的填满，这一个是比较简单一点。
And so the matter about the number of people who are saved being filled, that is more simple.
教会不停地传福音。
That,
总有那么一天，这个神所定规的人数一定填满。
That because the church continues to spread the gospel, yes, one of these days that number will be fulfilled.
这个对我们的感觉上面来说，好像也比较实际一点。
And so that criteria, according to our own feelings, is more practical.
所以提到传福音的时候，一般来说，响应的人是。
And so when we do talk about spreading the gospel in general, those who respond are more in number.
因为一方面是比较实际一点。
Because on the one hand, it seems more practical.
同时另一方面呢，也是很能满足我们那个人的那种宗教性的要求。
And on the other hand, what we do in that way also satisfies our own feelings in regards to religion.
因为传福音是叫人出死入生啊。
Because the spreading the gospel is causing others to depart away from death into life.
天大的善事。
It is a great deed.
所以很多人很容易响应。
And so many would respond to that work.
那再加上教会只是这样不断的传福音，所以那个数字一定有完成的那一天。
And so because the church continues to spread the gospel in that way, yes, that number will be filled one of these days.
但是说到属灵的值。
But when you talk about the nature,
就是基督生命的丰富。
When you talk about the nature of the church, that's the fullness of the life of Christ,
觉得好像不那么实际了。
Then sometimes we feel that is not so practical.
有些时候我们连生命是什么也弄不清楚。
Because sometimes we're not even clear on what is life.
更谈不到怎么生命的丰富。
So we cannot talk about the fullness of life then.
所以一般来说，乐意在生命上面肯追求，肯按照生命来活着的。基督徒相对来说是比较少。
So in general, the comparisons of the Christians who are willing to live in pursuit of that life, to allow for that life to grow, is fewer than the other.
尽管主的话那么清楚地告诉我们说，我们是要让基督的平安做主。
Even though we clearly say that it is we have to allow for the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts.
我们要跟从恩膏的教训来生活。
And we have to live according to the teaching of the anointing.
但是你要碰到这些，总是觉得不那么实际。
So when we encounter those kind of issues, it is not practical to us.
所以一般说来，在教会里头，肯在生命上面去追求的弟兄姊妹们，相对来说是少数。
So in comparison, when we compare the numbers, the children of God in the church who are willing to pursue the growth of life is few.
这是一般的情形。
And that is the general situation.
但是一来到当时那七封书信的光景里面呢
？But when we reach the condition of these seven epistles,
那一种情形就比就是刚才所提的一般的情形还要差了。
That situation in which of the seven churches is even worse than the general condition which we just made mention of.
因为五个受责备的教会都是偏离主。
Because five churches who are rebuked, they departed away from the Lord.
没有偏离主那两个教会也不够满足主啊。
Those two churches that did not depart away from the Lord did not satisfy the Lord.
那在这种情形的里头。
And so under this situation,
如果要叫教会长成基督的丰满。
If for the church to grow to the fullness of Christ,
主就指出 那一个秘密来。
The Lord then points forth that secret to us.
这就是主要呼召得胜者的那一个根本的原因。
And that is the basic reason why the Lord is calling for overcomers.
那弟兄姊妹，你稍微留意，七封书信里边所提到七个教会里边的得胜者的赏赐。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to the reward of the overcomers in these seven letters,
我们以后读到那里的时候，我们就会比较细一点去注意。
And we'll go into detail when we get there.
现在我只是点一点出来。
Now I will just point them out.
你看看每一个赏赐都是基督的一部分。
Now, when you see each of those reward is a portion of Christ.
每一个赏赐就是表明某一部分的基督。
Each reward manifests to us a portion of Christ.
七个部分的基督合起来就是那个完整的基督。
And so when you put together these seven portions of Christ, that is the complete Christ.
我所说的完整的基督不是完整的基督自己，乃是完成的基督的这个荣耀和丰富。
And when I talk about the completeness of Christ, doesn't mean Christ himself, but his glory and his fullness.
那比如说，这样你就看到一件很明显的事。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see this very clearly then.
得胜者的呼召乃是为着教会进入基督的丰满。
The calling of the overcomers is in order for the church to enter into the fullness of Christ.
好了，现在回到我们现在交通的那个本题上去了。
Now when we return to the actual sharing we have,
究竟
in fact,
这个教会的使者
，these angels of the seven churches,
是每一个教会只有一个使者呢？
Is it that there's only one angel to each church?
还是不止一个使者？
That there are more than one angel?
如果只有一个使者的话，
If there's only one angel,
在字句上面来说就没有太大的难处。
Then we have no difficulty because of the wording.
我说的字句就是说收信人。
Then I'm referring to the recipient of the letter.
但是如果你越过了那个收信人的这一个点，
But if you surpass over this point of the one who receives the letter,
在字句上我们还是发觉有点难处。
In the actual wording, we still discover this problem then.
你说如果一个教会里头不止一个使者，
You say each of these seven churches only have one angel.
那个问题就更多了。
If more than one angel, then that is even more of a problem.
因为七封书信的使者都没有一个具名在那里头。
Because there is no particular name to the angel of these churches.
那究竟谁是呢？
Then who is it?
为什么不具名呢？
Why is it the name of the angel is not mentioned?
约翰既然自己能提出自己的名字来，
If John can make mention of his own name,
那七个教会的使者，那个七个教会也是点名的了。
And even though you have the name of the seven churches, then how about the angel?
那为什么他的使者就不能点名呢？
Why is it you cannot name the angel?
那这也是一个难处。
So that is also maybe a question we have.
但是更大的难处不在这，还是不在这里。
But a greater question difficulty we may have.
更大的难处乃是书信的内容里面确实包括了很多人。
Is that the content of each letter includes more people than one?
所以刚才我提到，好像这七封书信有些地方像个人说话。
And that's why I made mention previously that some of the portion of the letter seems to talk to one individual.
有些地方就像很多人说话。
And some places it talks to many.
那究竟？这封信是写给谁的？
So in fact, who is this letter written to?
是写给使者，写给教会，还是写给地方教会，还是写给众教会？
So is it written to an angel of the church, or the local church, or many churches?
这就给我们留意到一件事情。
And so, that lets us discover one thing.
因为特别是在其中的一些内容。
Especially in some of the contents of these letters, it mentions,
比方说撒迪教会
For instance, the church of Sardis
你要兼顾那些剩下衰微的
You must establish those who are left, who are weak
究竟是那一个使者去兼顾这个剩下衰微的
Is it only this one particular angel that is to do that work?
还是在撒迪教会里头有一些就是底下那些没有放弃离开主的位 主的道的那些弟兄姊妹们。
Or is it for the brethren who have held fast and have not departed away from the word of the Lord?
那所以，如果我们看一个教会只有一个使者的话呢？
And so if we were to see it as that each church only has one angel,
引起一些读经上的难处就比较复杂一点。
It will be more complicated when we discover some conflict it may have with reading the Bible.
所以我个人的倾向是
So I personally feel
这个使者很显然是隐藏的使者。
This angel is very clearly a hidden angel.
因为你不知道是谁。
Because you don't know who he is.
但是谁能做这个使者呢？
But who is able to be this angel?
我有一个这样的倾向。
I have this inclination.
那一批得胜者。
That group of overcomers.
那一批追求要做得胜者的。
That group of people who pursue to be overcomers.
他们有可能是成为那个使者。
Very possibly they become that angel.
当然我不敢说一定是。
Of course, I dare not say that is absolutely the case.
所以我说有可能是。
I say it possibly could be.
因为在那个情形能把教会扭转过来的。
Because under those conditions that it's able to turn around the church.
除了当时那一批追求得胜做得胜者的弟兄姊妹以外，你不能盼望其他那些圣上将要衰微的那一些来扭转教会。
And so you must only look to that group of brethren who is willing to pursue to be overcomers to do so, not waiting for those who need to be strengthened, ready to die to do that work.
你也不能盼望把那个撒旦座位安放在教会内的那些所谓基督徒来扭转教会的。
And so also similarly, you cannot allow for that group of brethren who has placed the seed of Satan in the church.For them to turn around the situation of the church.
要能就教会整个属灵的情形有转机的。
So in order there to be a turning point of the condition of the church there,
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
就是那批追求做得胜者的弟兄姊妹们，他们显出作用的时候。
That is, that group of brethren who is pursuing to be overcomers and they manifest their function.
这个可能才出现。
Only when that is the case, then that possibility can come forth.
那所以在这个隐藏的使者的事实的里头。
And so by the fact that this angel is hidden,
我有一个这样的体会。
I have this understanding.
因为在七封书信里头。
Because in these seven letters,
一面是呼召得胜者。
On the one hand, they're calling for overcomers.
另一面呢？特别是在那个老底嘉教会。
On the other hand, especially for the church in Laodicea.
若有人听见我的声音，就来开门的。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
定规不止一个。
And so those who hear the Lord's voice and opens the door, there must be more than one.
因为那里是说到那些听见主的主的声音在开门的主教进去与他一同坐席。
And because the Lord says those who hear his voice and opens the door, he will enter in and dine with them.
但一说到坐席的时候又是单数了。
And then, but when you mention about dining with them, it's singular again.
那我们就想。
Then we might think.
也许老底嘉教会真的只有一个人听见主的声音，所以只有他一个人去开门。
Maybe then it is possible that at the church in Laodicea, only one hears the voice of the Lord and opens the door, so the Lord only goes in to dine with him.
有没有这个可能？
Is that possible?
如果这样就真是很可怜。
If that is truly the case, then it's very pitiful.
但是我们读的时候，我们晓得主所呼召的得胜者虽然是少，但是不至于少到只有一个。
Yes, when we read it, the Lord is calling for overcomers, and there are few, but I don't think it's a few, it's just one.
对七个教会的得胜者来说都是一样。
That, to the seven churches, that is the similar case.
因为弟兄姊妹，你看到主宣告赏赐的时候。
Because when you see the Lord proclaims the reward.
所有接受赏赐的得胜者单数的。
Those overcomers who receive the reward are singular.
你说七个教会只有每一个教会只有一个得胜者。
Then you may say that each church only has one overcomer.
这个我们就很难理解了。
That's something very hard for us to
receive. 也很难接受这个事实。
And to take in that fact.
因为这样就好像把神的那个主的那个荣耀传递能力打了 很大的折扣。
If we were to do that, then we have discounted most of the glory, honor, and might of our Lord.
但是字句上明明是单数啊，你怎么去了解呢？
But then the word itself is singular, so how can we understand this?
是他。
It is him.
我就是给他。
I only give it to him.
我就吃他一个。赐他一个新名
I will give him a new name
我就 给他那个生命树上的果子
I will give him the fruit from the tree of life
我就叫他在神的殿中做柱子
That he will be a pillar in the temple of God
他都是单数
Him is all singular
那如果从字面上来看
And so by the wording
一个教会只能有一个的圣者
One particular church only has one overcomer.
但是我个人觉得不是这样。
But I personally feel that is not the case.
我的领会是这样。
My understanding is this.
所有得胜者的关系
All the relationship of the overcomer
都是那个别的基督徒直接与主中间的关系。
It is their own individual relationship with the Lord.
得胜者我不能代替你做得胜者
I cannot take your place to be an overcomer
你也不能代替我来做得胜者
And you cannot take my place to be an overcomer
我们都愿意追求得胜
We all desire to overcome
但是在整个追求的经历的里面
But in our experience of pursuit
是我跟主
It is the Lord and I
是你跟主
It is you and the Lord
是他跟主
It is he and the Lord
是个别人直接连到主
It is individually with the Lord
但是因为一连到主
But when we talk about in regards to the Lord
这许许多多的个别人就成了一个
Then all these individuals become a body again.
把基督的丰满带进教会。
Because then they receive the fullness of the Lord into the church.
那感谢赞美我们的主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
那我引这么许多的事情。
And I talk about so many matters.
乃是要叫我们注意，那在神。在主右手中的七星那个奥秘究竟是什么
It's because we need to pay attention to the mystery of the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord. What is that mystery?
我总结一下。
Let me conclude.
主把这一个使者摆在一个隐藏的光景里。
The Lord places this angel in a hidden condition.
没有一个具体人在那里。
There's no one particular person there.
但是也实际的确是有具体人在哪里
But in fact, there are also individuals there.
但是这个人是谁呢
But who is that individual?
在人中间是隐藏的。
Amongst men, they're hidden.
在主的启示里面又是隐藏的。
In the revelation of our Lord, it is also hidden.
但是主却是把使者的那个功用
But the Lord places the function of the angel
在书信的里面发表出来
manifested to us through the epistles
我们看到那些功用的时候
and when we see those functions of the angel
就给我们连到的圣者
very naturally
那一个事实里边
then we can see that is the fact of the overcomers
是这样的一批人
it is this group of people
他们是在主的右手里
they are in the right hand of the Lord
主的权柄扶持着他们
the authority of our Lord supports them
主所有的丰富供应着他们
the fullness of our Lord supplies them
主的能力覆庇着他们
and the power of our Lord covers them
主的智慧聪明也在那里供应着他们
and the wisdom of our Lord provides for them
他们就是这样来让教会的见证在极其困难的环境和日子的里面得以维持
and this is the way that they can support and sustain the church in their most difficult and dire situations
这是七星的奥秘
and that is the mystery of the seven stars
然后我们用重点时间来看灯台的奥秘
and then let us spend a little time to look at the mystery of the seven golden lampstands
说到那个灯台
when you mention about the lampstand
主说那七个灯台就是七个教会
that these seven golden lampstands are the seven churches
那一个教会就是一个灯台
and so one church is one lampstand
教会就是灯台
and so the church is the lampstand
那引出来的我们就看到这一个
and so what leads forth is this
因为我们看灯台的奥秘的时候
because when we see the mystery of the lampstand
我们所看重的是灯台在神永远祭火里边的功用
What we focus is on that the lampstand and its function in the eternal plan of God.
因为启示录这一本书
Because this book of Revelation
它是围绕着一个中心来发表的
It surrounds this theme
就是耶稣基督的启示。
And that is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是关乎耶稣基督和他所要做成的事。
It is concerning Jesus Christ and the things which he will do.
那这个是启示录的主题。
That is the theme of Revelation.
那现在教会在这个主题底下出来了。
And now the church comes forth under this theme.
那教会所以在这个主题里边出来
and the reason for the church coming about from the scene
乃是因为教会在完成耶稣基督的启示这个事实里头它有一定的功用
because the church herself has her function in the completion of the revelation of Jesus Christ
并且这个功用不是教会以外其他任何的人事物可以代替的
and this function of the church is not taken over by any place, matter, or person.
那因此这一个金灯台也就成了一个奥秘。
And so, therefore, this lampstand also is a mystery.
那我们先来看看这个金灯台是怎样的一个奥秘。
So let us first see why is this lampstand a mystery.
我们先来说这个金灯台。
Let us first look at this golden lampstand.
它是七个灯台就是七个教会。
So these seven golden lampstands are the seven churches.
我们把它简单一点就是说灯台就是教会。
Simply put, let us just say the lampstand is a church. Now,
既然灯台就是教会。
Since the lampstand is the church.
那教会是什么?
Then what is the church?
教会就是
The church is
一批亚当的后裔因着耶稣基督的救赎而被挽回过来在生命的连结里头成了一个见证的团体。
And so the church is made up of a group of Adamic people who have been atoned for and they're put together to be a group of witnesses.
那弟兄姊妹就是灯台的历史。
And so brothers and sisters, that's the history of the lampstand.
这个灯台就是一批蒙恩得救了的人。
And so this lampstand is a group of people who are saved by grace.
这一批人他们是带着耶稣基督的见证
and so this group of people also bear with them the testimony of
Christ 也显明耶稣基督的见证
and they also manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ
所以它是灯台
so it is a lampstand
弟兄姊妹有一个观念我们一定要非常明确的掌握的
brothers and sisters there is this concept we must grab hold of
灯台本身不发光的
the lampstand itself would not bear light
灯台是在那里扶持那个发光体在显出那个照明的作用的
and so the lampstand itself only holds the item which will shine forth the light that is the function of the lampstand
那个发光体是什么呢
what is that item that will shine forth the light
也许是蜡烛
it could be a candle
也许是灯是那个灯盏
it could be a lamp
当然近代来说啊也许是电灯泡
Of course, in the recent ages, it is the bulb.
但是不是灯台本身。
But it is not the lampstand itself.
那这个不重要。
That is not important.
重要就是。
But what is important?
灯台的那个功用。
The function of the lampstand.
是要让那个发光体显出最大的功能。
It is in order that the item which will shine forth the light would manifest its greatest function.
记得我们的主说。
Brothers and sisters, remember our Lord saying
灯不是放在斗底下
that when the man lights the lamp, it is not to be put under the basket.
乃是放在灯台上
but it is to be placed on the lampstand.
就照亮一家的人
It will shed light upon the entire house.
弟兄姊妹，你看到灯台的那个功用是在这里
Brothers and sisters, then you can see the function of the lampstand.
而这一个灯台把那一个发光体完成的那个功用发挥到最大。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that the function of the lampstand is to let the item which shines forth the light to shine forth the brightest light.
那现在我们要注意一个问题。
Now we have to pay attention to this issue then.
在启示录里头就提到七个金灯台。
It mentions about seven lampstands.
为什么是提到七个呢
？Why does it mention seven?
你说因为当时亚细亚是七个教会啊。
Because you said in Asia there are seven churches.
但我们以前已经提过了
and we have made mention previously there are more than seven churches in Asia
但是亚细亚有七个教会正好表明教会七种形态也能表达教会的整个的历史时期的发展
and because there are these seven particular churches in Asia that manifest to us the condition of the church and the progress of the church throughout the ages
所以主特别就把这七个教会点出来
and so the Lord especially picks out these seven churches
那所以我们留意到这个七。
So we pay attention to this number seven.
是有特别的意思在。
There's a special meaning.
如果按照属灵的那个数字的意义，数字的属灵的意义来说，那七就是神工作的完全。
And so the meaning of seven, the significance of seven spiritually is the completion of God's work.
所以这里我们看到七个金灯台。
So here we see seven golden lampstands.
我们回顾旧约。
When we look at the Old Testament,
我们看到圣殿里，会幕里头只有一个灯台。
We see there's only one lampstand in the tabernacle.
但虽然是一个灯台，
even though it's only one lampstand,
它确实有七个枝子。
But there are seven, it holds seven lights, seven branches.
那这一个事实和这里的七个灯台有呼应的。
And so that fact and these seven lampstands are echoing each other.
当然，那个呼应固然是在那个七的那个所表达的意思。
And of course, the echo is manifested in that it is seven.
更明确的是灯台的功用。
What is even more clear is the function of that lampstand.
弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
在会幕里头。
In the tabernacle.
你进了会幕。
When you enter the tabernacle.
那里唯一的照明就是灯台。
The only light within is the lampstand.
如果灯台拿开，那里就是黑黑的一片。
If you take away the lampstand, it is dark.
因为帐幕有四层那么厚的那些东西，完全盖住，又没有窗户的，所以一点外面头的光都进不进去的。
Because the tabernacle is covered by four layers, there is no window, so no light is going in.
黑黑的。
It is dark.
那你说，那黑黑的进去？东西南北都分不出来了。
And so you say it is dark. So when you enter, you don't know what direction.
祭司要在那里服侍。
And the priest is to serve there.
他们怎么能在黑暗中服侍呢？
How can they serve in the dark?
感谢神。
Thank God.
给他们一个灯台。
He gave them a lampstand.
这一个灯台。
This lampstand
是整个圣所的照明。
It provides all the light for this tabernacle.
祭司进去也要服侍。
When the priest is to enter to serve,
就有这个灯台的光来照亮。
They have the light from this lampstand to shine.
但是灯台的光的照亮，
But the light from this lampstand,
最大的功用还不是在圣所这个范围。
The greatest function of the light from the lampstand is not only in the sanctuary.
还是在那里显明进至圣所的路。
But the greatest function is it shines forth the path into the Holy of Holies.
虽然在那个日子里头只能有一个人一年一次进去。
And even though in those days there's only one person who can enter the Holy of Holies once a year.
虽然是那么少的人，而那么少的次数。
Even though it is only one and only once a year.
但是你要进去，你总得看见路啊。
But if you want to enter, you must see the way.
你不能在那里撒马。
You cannot just search and look search there.
啊，你要进至圣所，结果摸到那个门帐幕门口，你跑到外头院子去了，那个很糟糕的。
If you just search blindly and then you feel around and you maybe get the door and go out to the outer court.
所以圣所里面的那个灯台最大的功用是把人引进至圣所。
So the greatest function of the lampstand there is to lead an individual into the most holy place.
那属灵的含义我们不说了。
And so we won't share on the spiritual meaning of that.
弟兄姊妹们都能领会的。
We can all understand that.
那就是生命的光照把人引进神的施恩宝座。
That is the light of life that will lead us into the mercy seat before God.
那当然你要是进到至圣所里边连这个灯台都没有。
And of course when you enter into the most holy place there is no lampstand.
但是至圣所的里边却不是黑暗的。
But it is not dark in the Holy of Holies.
因为那是有神荣耀的光在那里做光照。
Because there is the glory of God who is the light.
就像新耶路撒冷不用热光照，也不要不必用灯来光照。
And that is just like New Jerusalem that does not need the light of the sun and the moon or any other light.
是神和羔羊做成的灯。
But it is God and the Lamb who is the light of the city. 那这
些都呼应了，你看到旧约和新约里边神的启示完全呼应在那里。
And so that all responds to each other.In the Old and the New Testament.
那是就是说你我们看到这个灯台。
So when we see this lampstand, brothers and sisters,
这里有个秘密。
There's this mystery here.
这是什么秘密呢？
But it's the secret.
神的见证的扶持。
That is the
神儿子的见证的扶持。
That is the support of the testimony of the Son of God.
这也就是提摩太前书所说的真理的柱石和根基。
And that is also mentioned to us in 1 Timothy, the pillar of truth.
教会不是真理。
that the church is not the truth.
教会也不是那个见证的本身。
And the church herself is not the testimony.
但是教会却是真理和基督的见证的柱石和根基。
But the church is the pillar of the foundation, the pillar and foundation of the truth of Christ.
那所以这个是灯台。
And that's why it is a lampstand.
灯台的秘密乃在它的功用。
The mystery of the lampstand is in its function.
弟兄姊妹可以留意得到。
Brothers and sisters, you can notice.
我们这些出于亚当的人,
we who are Adamic,
都是从土里头出来的。
It is from dust.
你凭什么能成为基督耶稣的见证所不能缺的？
By what can we become the testimony of Jesus Christ, something that cannot be lacked?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这里面是神的恩典, 借着他儿子显出来的结果。
This is the result of the grace from God manifested through His Son.
那现在我们要进一步再来注意。
And so now we have to advance further to see this. Even though it is a lampstand,
虽然它不是发光体,
even though it is not the lampstand giving forth the light,
它本身不能发光,
even though the lampstand itself cannot give light,
但是它确实能叫那一个光照得更宽广更远,
but it allows for the light to shine even broader and further.
那这样我们就不能不注意这个灯台,
then we have to pay attention to the substance and nature of this lamp. We mentioned the function of the lampstand. Now we have to pay attention to the nature of the lampstand. Because this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is to symbolize the Son of God.
似乎因里面的神的儿子,
not only is it to express for us the Son of God in the full gospel,
乃是要表明那一位从死里复活的神的儿子,
but it is to manifest for us the risen Son of God,
并且要表明那一位在万有以上做元首的神的儿子,
it is to manifest to us the Son of God who is to be ruling over all.
那现在我们就来注意,
so then we have to pay attention,
我们凭什么能来表明
by what are we able to manifest the testimony of the Son of God? Hebrew tells us very clearly that no one can see the Lord unless he is holy. If I have the authority to translate those words again, I will not translate it in a way that is, you must be holy to see the Lord.
还是平常过去我们特别提到圣洁的时候所提到的那个点, 我会把它翻成非神圣, 没有人能见主。
I will share on it in a way that we shared previously upon this point of being holy, is that unless you are sanctified, you cannot see the Lord.
那就什么叫神圣?
What is that you are holy?
完全像神。
It is that you are completely like God.
毫无保留的像神。
Without any reservation, you are like God.
毫无保留的像神,
without any blemish, you are like God, then you can see the Lord. That those words in Hebrews are so severe.
不是只是圣洁而已,
it is not only that you are holy.
有些时候圣洁是给我们只注意道德的生活,
when you talk about the translation, they're only shows us that you're moral.
但是神的话给我们所留意的,
but the word of God shows us,
不单是我们在道德生活里边, 有一个很高的要求,
not only in our daily living, there's this very high standard.
但是你光是有一个很高的道德生活还不够,
even if you have this very high moral standard, that is not enough.
你必须有完全像神的那个样式, 你才能见成。
You must completely be like God to see him.
弟兄姊妹对我们来说这个根本就是难题。
Brothers and sisters, to us that is a difficulty.
你不是说神圣是难题,就是圣洁也都是难题。
Not only is it a difficulty for us to be sanctified, even to be very clean, that is a problem.
我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
在他的救赎的恩典的里头,
but in the grace of his salvation,
他把基督作为我们的圣洁。
He made Christ our holiness.
也就是说, 他让基督成为我们的神圣,
that he made Christ our holiness.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
现在我们来留意一个灯台。
Now let us pay attention to the lampstand.
它是金金的灯台。
It is a golden lampstand.
啊，这个灯台就是说，这个金子，我们读圣经，一直读下来，我们都知道，这个是特别说到神的性情。
So when we read about this word gold, golden in the scriptures, we have continually know that it talks about the nature of God.
啊，这个灯台它是金子造的。
This lampstand is made of gold.
也就是说，这个灯台是教会。
In other words, this lampstand is the church.
教会之所以能成为这个灯台
，that the church can become this lampstand，
乃是因为他们有神的性情。
It is because they have the nature of God.
有神的性情。
They have the character of God.
有神的生命。
They have the life of God.
这是最根本的一个事实。
And that is a very basic truth.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们留意。
Let us pay attention.
现在许多基督徒提起教会，他们就以为是那一个礼拜堂。
Nowadays, many Christians, when you mention about the church, they think of the building.
他们一讲到教会，就好像是那一堆人。
When they talk about the church, they think it's those people there.
当然肯定教会不是礼拜堂。
Of course, we're sure that the church is not that building.
当然也可以肯定教会是一堆人。
Yes, we're sure that the church is a group of people.
但是不是一堆一般人。
But it is not just a group of any people.
是应该说是一堆有主生命、有主性情、有主性质，而又在那里发表主自己的这样的一堆人。
Only that group of people who have the life of Christ, the character of Christ, the nature of Christ, and manifests his personality, only that group of people is the church.
人家把教会看成一个慈善团体。
And many people would view the church as just a charitable organization.
刚过的火鸡节啊，你们预备火鸡叫人吃了，那就这个是教会。
And so, like we have Thanksgiving, those people who prepare the turkeys for others to eat, that is the church.
旧金山不是有一个黑人教堂，每年那个感恩节的时候，电视上总少不了他，这个老人家出来。
And so there is this African church in San Francisco where there's always this person that will be on TV that provides meals for others on Thanksgiving.
再过不到三十一天，那么又来一次。
And then they'll show up again just a month from now.
人家想象里面说教会是慈善团体，当然是如此。
And so in others' conception, the church is a charitable organization. That is how they view the church.
就为了预备火鸡。
And there are those who prefers prepares turkeys for them on Thanksgiving.
就给一些有缺乏的人，就给他们预备一些。
And that the church is providing for those who have lack in something.
那我们就问了。
And then we must ask.
那除了这两天
，aside from these 2 days,
那教会做什么
？What is the church to do?
如果教会只是为了这两天而存在的
，If the existence of the church is only for these 2 days,
哦。那就多给他一个 Halloween 嘛。
Then let us make some other days to the functions of the church like Halloween.
因为这边看到许多的教会也弄到跟 Halloween 搞的搞在一起。
So brothers and sisters, you see even many churches mix in with Halloween.
因为这个这是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is that all about?
教会是灯台啊。
The church is a lampstand.
教会是金灯台。
It is a golden lampstand.
教会是做神。儿子的见证的那一个柱石和根基啊。
The lampstand is the foundation and pillar of truth that manifests the testimony of the Son of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们的主。
That when our Lord.
给约翰在那里留意那所看见的事的时候。
When he showed John the things which he saw.
他看见什么
？What did he see?
看见很多。
He saw many.
但是当神当主叫他。特别要写出来。
But when the Lord asked him to write it out,
就是写这两个事情。
He wrote these 2 things.
我右手中的七星。
The 7 stars in my right hand.
和金灯台。
And the 7 golden lampstands.
的秘密。
Their secret.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们留意。
Let us pay attention.
主一切的所事和所做。
All that our Lord is and all that he does.
都是为着。主自己的见证的显出。
It is all for the manifestation of his testimony.
那我们作为跟随主的人。
And so for us who follow the Lord.
我们作为主的教会。
We are his church.
我们不能不留意。
We cannot but pay attention.
主究竟要借着我们 发表什么信息给众人。
Indeed, what is our Lord wanting for us to manifest as a message to this world?
我们不能走出主的心意以外。
We cannot go outside of the nature, the heart of God.
我们更不能在基督耶稣的见证以外增加什么。
We cannot add anything to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
也不能减少什么。
And we cannot take anything away.
只能实实际际的把这一位完整的神的儿子耶稣基督作为我们见证的核心和内容。
But we have to actually manifest this completely the perfect Son of God as our theme and as our central point.
那我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think I will end my sharing here tonight with brothers and sisters.
下礼拜我们就开始看到书信。
Next week we'll look into the epistles.
啊，那就是看到看现在的事。
And that is the things which are.
所看见的，那今天晚上我们就算是一个结束。
We'll end here with the first section, which the things which has been seen.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.